Hello and welcome to this edition of the program Life at Sea. My name is Hope Orivri, and it is my pleasure as always to have on the program Captain Roslyn Kete. She's Nigeria's first female master mariner, and today she'll be speaking with us on the importance of mentoring for younger seafarers. Captain, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you very much for bringing me in once again.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. When we're talking about mentoring for young seafarers.
Yes.
As long as this, seafaring job consigned.
Yes.
I have mentored about nearly 20 cadets.
Wow.
And mentoring, on my own opinion, is like you guiding a cadet to achieve his or her own goals.
Okay.
That is mentoring.
Yes.
You help the person to more of the skill you know best.
Yes.
And develop the person fast enough to, you know, to achieve what you also know.
Okay.
So, in the first place, mentoring is also an agreement between the captain, the skilled, experienced captain, and the cadets, you know. If you don't have the mutual agreement, you cannot be able to mentor anybody.
That's true.
And if the cadet does not have the ability, the principle to listen, he cannot achieve.
Yes.
And what are we talking about? It's not just now. You know, when you mentor somebody, it's not now to achieve. It's for the future.
It's a long time. Okay, so these cadets that you have had the opportunity of mentoring, for how long do they stay on board the ship with you? And then what are the routines like? What do you probably do in the mornings?
Yeah, like actually some of the cadets I have, you know, taught how to do the work I'm doing.
Yes.
Sometimes it's in a long period of time, and sometimes it's in a short period of time.
Okay.
Like they stay with me for about 3 to 4 months on board.
Oh, that's
you
long.
Know, learning the job through me.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's a routine for about 2 months, and then they go and come. So it depends on how long the person also stay with the captain for their mentorship.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, basically, what I'm talking about is a relation. You have to create the relationship.
Yes.
In order to, you know.
In all the experiences that you had, how easy were they in that mentoring period? Is it something from the experience that you have had personally? How easy was it for you and those cadets? How easy was it for you to teach them? And how easy were they accepting to get along with you? And
to
with
actually,
what years? To achieve those goals.
Yeah. It's like what I said.
Yes.
The seriousness of the cadet determines how fast he can achieve
learn.
His goals.
Yeah.
If the person is very serious, you know, he will be able to know and achieve what you are teaching the cadet.
Yes.
Like example here, when you ask a cadet or you teach him how to maneuver a vessel,
yes,
there are rules.
Yes,
there are skills. You know, theoretically, you know, the person has to understand what you're exactly talking about.
Definitely,
some people like to go into the room and read their book and come back.
Yes,
but here, no, you use your judgmental, you know, approach.
Yes.
To teach the person. I can just come out and see where the current is going practically.
Yes.
And then show the person how the current, the movement of the current and the wind and I can be able to position my vessel like a DP.
Yes.
And that is the way I wanted that person to do it, like yes. the way I do it.
Yes.
So it depends on his, you know, ability to, you know, stay put and focus on what you are teaching him so that he can be able to do even better than you in future. And we have the aim and the objective on how to bring the person up to the standard
yes.
and the different kind of skills in operating a particular, that kind of a particular operation or what you are used to doing, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's something of a performance.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
To put the person through.
Fine, I was going to ask you, besides teaching a cadet how to maneuver and how to steer, at least looking at judging by how the tide is, how has it been teaching them other things like discipline, other routine operations that they do to be disciplined, to key into yeah. other areas that make them a complete seafarer? How do you get along with those ones? Keeping up with time to rest, keeping up with time to be up and all those.
Yeah. Isma, the environment entirely is a hierarchy environment.
Okay.
What I mean is we follow hierarchy.
Yeah.
And when this cadet come to the vessel, they have already been taught in the school.
Yes.
You know, so when they come with that knowledge of hierarchy. And on board, we have this rest hour thing. So
okay.
they all have their own rest hours according to what it has been spelled out.
Yes.
So definitely they cannot work more than 6 hours.
Assigned
in every 12 hours.
Okay. But have you seen in all those cadets, have you seen maybe one or two of them who probably wanted to push to work beyond such assigned hours, maybe because they love the job or they thought that it will help them know better and faster?
Yeah, some people like some of them.
Yes.
When they come, they want to, I mean, get it all at once.
Yes.
But we have a rule. We have a rule at sea because yes. rest hours is important and it's a rule that once it's up to 6 hours, you should go and rest.
Yes.
So even if they push,
yes.
we did not allow them to go more than the required hours for rest. So after that, I think they go and come. So many of them are very intelligent, you know. As you put them through, before you know it, they push through with it. Like I'm very happy 3-4 days ahead, one of the young boy that is now a captain now. And I was glad, you know, because I could be able to, show person.
Yeah.
And the person follow up and
yes.
now captain. I mean, that is the joy we have. Exactly.
In
because
fact,
although mentor and the learner need to agree, you know.
Indeed.
How to work together. Usually, the mentor who took the responsibility for ensuring the process to be, you know, of the cadet to be complete is another thing.
Yes.
You know, it has a whole big work. And the mentor has to, you know, push more effort for the learner to bring out his potentials, you know, to achieve his goals.
Okay.
Other thing is
yes.
how, okay.
No, I'm with you. Yeah.
He aim to... Yeah, to get it by developing his mind.
Yes.
His mindset in, you know, committing himself. Like what you're saying, pushing more to learn more. He has to be committed. He has to commit himself to achieve what he wants.
Yes.
You know, everybody focus on what he wants to get in future. So if the cadet is willing to learn, yes, he can achieve it within a short period of time.
Okay.
And some are taking more longer period to achieve.
Okay, fine. Let me just ask you this one. In that number of cadets that you have been able to mentor over time, how many of them are females? at least we know the IMO has been pushing to say, let's encourage more females to take up careers at sea. So at least, how many of them are females and how many are males?
I have come across about three of them.
Okay.
And two of them came up. One went back to Bonbon. She was with the Bonbon and Cat, you know. And then the other girl, Victoria, I don't know where she is again. That one with the Bonbon, I think she later went to get married and all that. I really don't know where they are now. But it is
okay, so you are... Captain, we are putting the tags before you. Look for them and let us know where they are.
Okay.
Yes, we are pushing. The IMO say encourage more females to be in the maritime industry, take up careers at sea. So for those ones whom you have mentored, find out, keep up with them, find out where they are, what they are doing, and then possibly encourage them to come back to sea. Oh, well, that's just a joke. That's just a joke. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I know for sure, if you have been there for this long and you have had the opportunity of mentoring at least three of them, that's something to it's a good start. It's something to build on. So we thank you once again, Captain Roslyn Kete, Master Mariner. We know that at every time we come knocking, well, you always give us audience, and that's a good one and a very good encouragement for young female seafarers and young seafarers generally. Thank you so much, Captain Roslyn. Thank you so much. So, Ali, let me leave you. I know you are at work, so I will not take too much of your time.